Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Land ho! We're coming into the port of Wildwood!
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place, but if you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there too.
Go, CJ, jump! It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me, you big baby.
I do believe this is the best band we've had in years.
Band music makes me feel so warm and fuzzy.
CJ, you're a bear. You're always warm and fuzzy.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails.
Sunday school ended a few minutes ago, but CJ and Papa Chuck are praying together. Seems CJ did something a while back that he shouldn't have and that he's ashamed of. Just what he did isn't important, but the fact that he's asking the Lord to forgive him is.
And I know what I did was wrong, Lord. I'm really, really sorry. Please forgive me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, thanks for CJ and his confession. And I pray that you'll be with him and give him strength to do your will in his life. In your son's name, amen.
Amen.
You did good, CJ.
Thanks for praying with me, Papa Chuck.
Something wrong?
Well, I just feel so bad about what I did.
Well, that's one of the worst consequences of sin. Even though you know God forgives us, it doesn't always erase the guilt.
Then how do we know we're forgiven?
What do you mean?
Well, if I still feel as bad as I did before, how do I know God's really forgiven me?
Don't worry, CJ. I assure you, he has.
How?
Well, because you asked him to. The Bible tells us that when we ask God's forgiveness, he forgives us.
Even if we don't feel it?
Even if we don't feel it.
It can't be that easy. There's got to be something more.
There's not.
Come on, Papa Chuck. I hate feeling like this. Isn't there anything more I can do?
Well...
I knew it. What? What?
There's the trek.
What's the trek?
A way to feel forgiven. Of course, there are no guarantees.
That's fine. At this point, I'll try anything. Come on, Papa Chuck, please.
All right, CJ. I'll make all the arrangements. Meet me at the workshop tomorrow morning. Bring a backpack with enough food and water to get through the entire day.
I will, Papa Chuck. Thanks.
And CJ...
Yes, sir?
Get a good night's sleep. You're going to need it.
A little later that afternoon, while CJ was packing up his backpack, Stacy was on an errand downtown. Her mom was away visiting relatives, and she had to pick up dinner for her and her dad. She was just about to enter the general store when she got quite a surprise, and not a particularly pleasant one.
What in the world was that?
She found out soon enough, for right then the front door burst open and a coyote rushed out and barreled right into Stacy, knocking both of them over.
Watch it.
What are you talking about? You ran into me.
Hey, you be quiet. You understand me? Keep your trap shut, kid. And don't you say nothing to nobody if you know what's good for you. You got it?
Yeah.
You remember what I said?
What was that all about?
Oh, help! Police! Oh.
Mr. Crawford, are you all right?
I've been robbed.
Oh. Stacy helped Mr. Crawford inside the store, then ran and got Officer Hunt, who questioned both of them about the incident.
So you didn't see anybody, Mr. Crawford?
No, I thought I was alone. I was stocking shelves behind the counter when I felt this sharp pain in the back of my head. I hit the floor. I couldn't see straight for a few seconds, but I heard the cash drawer open and footsteps running off. Oh, when my head cleared, I stumbled out. I saw Stacy. Oh, there was a lot of money in the register, Hunt. You're going to be able to catch that thief.
Well, I'll try my best. Now, you better have a seat. The doc will be here shortly to take care of your head.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I don't know why people have to steal from each other. What's this world coming to?
Is he going to be all right?
Oh, I think so, Stacy. That cut looks worse than it is. He'll probably have a headache for a few days, though. The best way you can help him is by telling me what you saw.
What I saw?
That's right.
Well, I saw Mr. Crawford stumble out of the door, holding his head and yelling for the police.
Is that all? You were the only other person around, and you were right in front of the store. Are you sure you didn't see anything else?
Stacy started to answer, then hesitated. An image of the coyote's snarling face popped into her brain as she remembered his threat.
You better keep your trap shut, kid. Understand? Don't say nothing to nobody if you know what's good for you.
Stacy?
Huh?
Are you sure you didn't see anything else?
No, sir. I didn't. I didn't see anything else. Boy, what a day. Home never looked so good. All I want is to eat dinner and go to bed. Mom! Dad! Hey, where is everybody?
Stacy! Get away!
Dad! Dad!
You!
Coyote!
I warned you. I told you not to say nothing to nobody, didn't I?
But I haven't said anything to anybody. Honest!
A likely story. You couldn't keep quiet, and now you'll suffer the consequences. Say goodbye to your dad.
No!
Stacy!
Dad!
Stace. Stacy.
Dad.
It's all right, babe. You just had a bad dream, that's all. It's okay now.
Dream? It was awful.
You okay now?
Yeah, I think so.
What was it all about, hon?
I just want to forget about it and try to go back to sleep.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Good night, hon.
Dad?
Yeah?
Jesus wants us to always do what's right, doesn't he?
Well, yes, he does.
Even if it means someone could get hurt?
Well, yeah. He never put conditions on doing the right thing. He didn't when he died on the cross for us, did he?
No.
Doing what's right isn't always easy, hon, but it is what Jesus wants us to do.
Thanks, Dad.
You sure you don't want to tell me about that dream?
I'm just tired.
Oh, okay. Good night, hon.
What Jesus wants us to do. I was afraid of that.
Both Stacy and CJ had a fitful night's sleep. Stacy, because she wrestled with her conscience, and CJ, because he was just plain too excited about his forgiveness trek to close his eyes. Even though he was tired, the next morning, CJ showed up at Papa Chuck's Fix-It Shop right on time, with his backpack filled and his determination just about to overflow. Papa Chuck handed him a map.
Follow the trail I marked to the OBD.
OBD?
It stands for the Old Badger's Den. There, you'll be told what to do.
Right.
Are you sure you really want to do this?
Yep.
Well, better get started then.
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, after a bit of soul searching, Stacy told her dad over breakfast the events of the previous afternoon.
I can't believe it.
I'm fine, and so is Mr. Crawford.
Thank the Lord.
I've been thinking about what you said last night, how Jesus wants us to always do what's right.
And?
I need to turn that coyote guy in.
That's gonna take a lot of courage.
I'm not feeling courageous. In fact, I'm scared to death. Will you go with me to see Officer Hunt?
We'll go right after breakfast.
Okay.
Hun, you're doing the right thing. I'm very proud of you.
While Stacy spent the morning telling Hunt her story and a description of the coyote, CJ spent the morning inching through thick underbrush and traversing wooded glades to reach the mysterious OBD, the old badger's den. The going was hot and tiring, but when CJ sat down to take a rest, he heard...
Hello? Is anybody there? Who is that?
Any thoughts of needing a rest just flew from his head, and CJ sped down the trail as fast as his furry little legs could carry him. Then, just when he thought he couldn't take another step, he came to a clearing and saw a valley. In the middle of the valley was what looked like a pile of mud and sticks. And stepping out of an opening in the stick pile was a large animal covered with gray fur. CJ knew him in an instant.
This is it. The OBD. Old Badger's Den. And that has to be the old badger.
By the time CJ was making his way down into the OBD, Stacy and her dad had been home for a couple of hours, and she was finishing up the ice cream sundae her dad had bought her as a reward for her bravery.
Thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, babe. I've learned that there aren't too many fears or bad feelings that can stand up to a double hot fudge sundae with nuts.
Dad, I'm still a little scared, but at least I'm full and scared.
Well, I promised your mom I'd get the weeds in the flower bed before she got back. I better get at it. Hold down the fort, okay?
Okay. I'll get it.
You.
Coyote!
I warned you. I told you not to say nothing, didn't I?
But...
You couldn't keep your trap shut, could you? Well, now you're gonna suffer the consequences. Yeah! You're not gonna shut me out. Do you know what you've done to me, kid? Do you, huh?
Dad!
Stacy, get away from my daughter.
Wow, wow, wow!
And get out of my house unless you want to eat baseball bat.
Whoa, whoa! Hey, Hunt!
Hold on, Mr. Clemmer. Take it easy.
Hunt? What's going on here?
Put down the bat and I'll tell you.
It's down.
I told him not to go in ahead of me, but he wouldn't listen.
Never mind that. What do you mean bringing this thief into my house?
Hey, I'm not a thief.
I saw you.
It's true, Stacy. He's not.
But he's the one who ran into me. He has to be guilty.
Oh, he's guilty all right, but only of running away. This raggedy old coyote...
Hey!
...didn't commit the crime. When I examined the store, I found muddy footprints from the cash drawer to the back door. He ran into you outside the front door, remember? And his footprints don't match.
Why was he running? Why were you running?
Cuz, I didn't want to get involved, obviously.
Involved?
He's the only one to see who actually did commit the crime. Your description helped me track him down.
So now you can get the real thief.
Weren't you listening? I'm not getting involved.
What? But you have to.
No, I don't.
That's why I brought him here, Stacy.
Why?
He's trying to shame me into cooperating.
I thought he should see what a courageous person looks like. Thought maybe he'd help.
Well, will you?
No! Look, for the third and final time, I don't want to get involved. I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Sorry about this.
Good grief.
They watched as the coyote and Officer Hunt walked away. Meanwhile, CJ had made it down into the valley to the OBD and had made the acquaintance of...
Are you the old badger?
The old badger. That's what they call me. Are you the one whose coming was foretold to me?
Foretold? Yeah, I'm CJ.
Yes, very good. Let's begin. First, put on this robe.
Kinda ratty, isn't it?
You complaining?
No, sorry. What's next?
Go to the stream yonder. There you will find several bundles of sticks and a bucket. Fill the bucket with mud, then haul it and a bundle of sticks back here. Empty the bucket and drop the bundle. Then, return to the stream for another load. Do this until all the bundles have been brought here. Understand?
I understand.
CJ worked diligently for the next couple of hours until he had all of the sticks and a small mountain of mud next to the OBD.
Good. Very good. Now, I want you to take the stick bundles and stack them out this way from the side of my den.
Like this?
No. At a right angle, like this. That's it. Now, put mud between each bundle and fill all the cracks with mud. Make sure you seal it up good. Go out that way about 25 feet, then make a left and go about 15 feet, then another left, and attach it back to my den. Got it?
Out 25, over 15, then back again. Yes, sir.
CJ got right to it, and again worked hard. But before long, he noticed something a bit, well, odd.
Looks like I'm building walls here.
He asked the old badger about it.
Sir, I don't mean to complain, but is this the way to attain true forgiveness?
No, this is the way you build a new room onto my house.
A new room? But I came here to learn how to attain true forgiveness.
I see. Okay, then. Come on over here. Get down on your knees.
Yes, sir.
Bow your head.
Yes, sir.
Now ask God to forgive you.
What?
I said ask God to forgive you. Say, God, I'm a sinner. I did wrong. Now I ask you to forgive me in Jesus' name. Amen.
But I already did that.
You did? When?
Yesterday, with Papa Chuck after Sunday school.
Oh, then you've been forgiven. Now, let's get back to my house.
Wait a minute. I don't get it. I thought you were the old badger who was supposed to tell me how to get true forgiveness.
He just did, CJ.
Papa Chuck, what are you doing here?
Actually, I've been with you the whole time. Those growls and twig snaps you heard were me.
But... why?
To make sure you were safe, and that you kept on the right path, and that you got here.
No, I meant, why did you do this? Settle this up.
You wouldn't believe me when I told you about forgiveness. You seemed like you wanted to do things the hard way, so I figured we could do it the hard way.
But the end result is exactly the same.
I tried telling you that yesterday. There's no magic formula or physical test you have to go through to get forgiveness, CJ. Remember 1 John 1:9? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Problem is, like you, most folks think that there must be something more, that they somehow have to earn God's forgiveness. But there's no way we can. CJ, you're a Christian. We trust God, rely on His grace, and accept His free gift. Get it?
It's not all that hard to understand. It's just a little...
too easy?
Yes, it's too easy. And you know what else?
What?
I think I finally feel forgiven.
Good for you. Now, let's get back to the OBD.
I don't think CJ will forget his forgiveness trek anytime soon. As for Stacy, she was pretty disappointed that Mr. Coyote didn't have the courage to stand up to evil. And because of that, evil seemed to win. And then, about a week later, she read in the newspaper that Officer Hunt had caught the thief that had robbed the general store.
The robber confessed after being caught in the act robbing a house belonging to one Mr. J.P. Coyote. Well, what do you know about that?
Tough choice, and there's nowhere to run, and you feel your heart a-pounding like a big bass drum. Well, before you're wound up tighter than a guitar string, you just say a little prayer and then you do the right thing. Do the right thing, yeah, you know you should. Do the right thing, it'll make you feel good. It'll make you boogie-oogie, it'll make you sing. When you say a little prayer and then you do the right thing. And Goliath, or Moses in the sea, you didn't hear them saying, whoa, 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 is me. No, they were brave because they had faith in their almighty king. So don't you get the blues just to do the right thing.
Do the right thing
when you're put to the test.
Do the right thing.
You gotta do the rest. If you want to see the blessings that the Lord will bring, you just say a little prayer and then you do the right thing. Afraid and you're feeling stuck, chills are running down your spine, yeah, you're all shook up. But if you trust in the Lord who's watching out for you, then when the going gets tough, you'll know what you should do. What is it?
Do the right thing.
Yeah, you know you should.
Do the right thing.
It'll make you feel good. It'll make you boogie oogie. It'll make you sing. When you say a little prayer and then you do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
The Lord will bring when you say a little prayer and then you do the right thing. It'll make you boogie oogie, it'll make you sing. When you stop and say a little prayer, then do the right, do the right thing.
To order a copy of today's program, Stacy's Dilemma, just log on to pawsandtails.org. Stacy's Dilemma was written by Phil Lawler and directed by David Carl. The song, Do the Right Thing, was written by Sandy Howell and Nick Brown. Music was by John Campbell, and our sound designer was Jerry Swofford. Paws and Tails is an Insight for Living production.
Of Wildwood reads legal. Take one. Ned, go.
Okay. Here goes. Copyright 2004, Insight for Living. No part of this program may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, without the written permission of Insight for Living. So don't even think about it.
That's a wrap.